Praise God. Won't you look to somebody next to you and tell them Jesus loves you. Now, if it's true, tell that same person, and so do I. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why don't you right now find somebody you haven't yet talked to this morning and tell them the same thing. I love you in the Lord. Hallelujah. That's all right. Why don't you get out of your seat. Go find somebody right now. Well, let's take a minute and just show each other love and appreciation. Praise the Lord. You know, studies have been done on the most awkward part people consider to be, what people consider to be the most awkward part of a church service, and that right there is it, where we go around and we shake each other's hands and all of that. But I do think it is a good practice, right? Hallelujah. Sometimes you know, after service, people rush out and you don't get a chance to say hi or to show them that love, and praise the Lord. There ought to be love in the house of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And speaking of love, I'm so looking forward to our banquet after service. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to stress, please, 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 everyone who can, please stay after service and join us. We are going to have a great time in the presence of the Lord. We've got food. We've got chicken Alfredo. We've got spaghetti with meatballs. We've got lasagna. We've got all from Olive Garden. Praise God. I didn't make it, so it's all good. All from Olive Garden. We have breadsticks. We have salad. Hallelujah. It's going to be a blessed time. We really want you to stay and rejoice with us. Give us the opportunity to minister to you and bless you. Give us the opportunity to serve you. I'm going to tell you right now, it is an honor to serve you. And our family considers it an honor to serve you. So we ask you today, I know we got many servants here. It's going to be really, really hard for you just to sit down and enjoy the meal. But I'm asking you to do that. We've got highly trained servers who are going to serve you. Their name is William and Rebecca. And Henry, we'll see. He's still in his training period. But our family is going to serve you. I know that's awkward. I bet, and I'm not comparing myself to Jesus, but I bet it was awkward for the disciples to let Jesus wash your feet. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But it was an act of service. And if he was able and willing to humble himself, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to wash the disciples' feet, hallelujah, then that's an example that we should do that to one another and serve one another. Praise God. So let my wife and I, our family, be the example today. Let us serve you. We're going to have fun. Every person in this place, we have written, if you're part of any kind of serve team at all, that means you've been part of any team, whether it be door greeting or sign holding or ushering or music or preaching or anything like that, Sunday school help, then we've got a special certificate of appreciation written out for you. Hallelujah. We spent the day yesterday putting all these together. You have a personalized certificate coming your way. And so we just ask you, just please stay, enjoy the food, enjoy the fellowship. Let us honor you and show our appreciation. As my wife said, I can't say it better than her. The church wouldn't be here without you. It really wouldn't. And so we appreciate you. One more quick announcement before I go into the sermon. I ask you to pray for my family. My grandmother on my mother's side passed last night. And, of course, it's heavy on our family. It's heavy on my mom, who that was her mother that passed. She was, I believe my mom said she was 90, going to be 97. So she lived a very long and wonderful life. It was sudden, though, of course, she, at that age, she'd had many issues over the years. They did not know that she was having any issues. They just simply found her that way. And it's sudden, and the whole family's having to come together and all that. But please pray for the Meehans and the Veelys, specifically the Veely. That's on my mom's maiden name, the Veelys. Pray for them. Pray for us as we mourn my grandmother. All right, Psalms chapter 30 and verse 10. I struggled today with what the Lord wanted me to preach on, and I think it became clear that he first showed me yesterday when I was speaking with Brother Aaron. He put this on my heart to preach this sermon, and I'm not going to do a whole lot of preaching today. I just want to simply take us to a place where we can allow the Holy Ghost to take over and the Holy Ghost to do a work in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. My wife's already set the stage. I can't change you. The church can't change you, but God can. And if we want change, we need to come into His presence. Hallelujah. The fruit of the Spirit comes through being in the presence of God. It comes with being rooted in Him. So today, I believe that there is going to be change. God is going to move. Psalms chapter 30 and verse 10, it says, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me." We talked about that last Sunday. Have mercy upon me. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't notice until just now that that was in there. Have mercy upon me. I believe God's in this today. Have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. For thou hast turned. Everybody say turned. For me, my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end, that my glory or my soul may sing praise to thee and not be silent. Listen, when the Lord does it, God forbid we be silent. Hallelujah. When the Lord does it, I'm not going to be able to be silent. I'm going to have to lift up my voice in praise and worship unto the Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Today, I'm going to preach a sermon. I preached a very similar sermon 6 years ago in this church. Many of you were not here. The few of you that were here at that time, you may recall it. But I just feel strongly, again, that the Lord is wanting to do this. I'm going to preach today on a complete turnaround. A complete turnaround. Everybody say, He can do it. Now everybody say, He will do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. It doesn't matter the situation. He will do it. It doesn't matter the need. He will do it. It doesn't matter the pain. He will do it in this place. Oh, why don't you right now lift up your voice in faith and say, Lord, yes, Lord Jesus. We believe it, Lord God. You're going to make a way, Lord Jesus. You're going to do a work, Lord, in this house. Oh, the Holy Ghost is here today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just feel this in my spirit today. Brother, Sister Judish, I want you to know things about the turnaround there at the store. And I don't know what that means, and I don't know everything that's going on, but I feel it in the spirit. Things about to turn around. Hallelujah. Praise God. Expect that things are going to turn around for you in that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. Let's just stay in the Holy Ghost today. The Lord is working. I feel a witness of the Spirit today. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You may be seated. I believe today that God is about to bring supernatural restoration, a renewal of hope, peace, and joy in your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4, it tells us there is a time to weep. We recognize that not all times will be good. Not all times will be joyful. Not all times will include laughter. But he also adds what follows that time of weeping, there is a time to laugh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there is a time to mourn, but there is also a time to dance. There are times in our lives where tragedy will strike. There's times where it is appropriate to weep and to cry, even times where you would not be shunned or looked down upon to have hope removed from you because of your circumstance. But because we know that the times, they are changing. And if there is a time for weeping, then there's a time where weeping will end. If there's a time of pain, then there's a time where pain will end. If there's a time of desperation, then there is a time where desperation will end. And I'm here to prophesy to somebody, the time is up for mourning, and the time is up for weeping, and it is time for laughter and dancing. Once again, it is time for miracles and provision and healing. Oh, come on, somebody rejoice in him and declare it is time. It is time in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As sure as our 24 our cycle is. That is as sure as you and I can be. That thing will turn around, for it is not long before the darkness, hallelujah, has to abandon him. And the darkness has to flee because the sun begins to arise. Psalms 30:5, it says, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy is on the horizon. Oh, hatariamo sana. Come on now, I'm telling somebody, put your faith in Jesus and he'll turn it around for your marriage. Put your faith in Jesus. I'm not just preaching another message. I'm not just saying another thing. There's a witness of the Spirit today. This is the time. Oh, praise God. This is the moment. Come on, it's 7 a.m. and the sun is starting to rise. And it's time for somebody to recognize the Lord is in control. Praise God. Sister Camille, if you can, turn me down on the soundboard. And let's make sure we're not blowing anybody's eardrums. Hallelujah. That phrase, but joy cometh in the morning. That word joy, you see these two words, weeping. Weeping is not just, it's not just a general sorrow. It's the literal action of weeping and crying. It's the literal action of me having an emotional reaction to my life's circumstances. I want to minister right now to some of the tears that have been shed this week, this month, this last year. I want to minister to some people who have shed more tears than you care to admit. Hallelujah. I want to minister to you that I believe if you will allow him to, he will take your tears, he will turn it around. Because that word joy, it also is not just an emotion, but it is a response. It literally means a shout of joy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just here to prophesy again. You've been crying this week, but this next week there's going to be a shout of joy and rejoicing. Oh, praise God. When the kingdom comes, everything changes. Hallelujah. And that which was holding me back will be removed, and a shout of joy will come. I'm not going to preach much longer, but let me dig in. Just a little bit here. Your time of mourning. There's a time of mourning. Everybody say time of mourning. But maybe on our own fault, or maybe of no fault of our own, our time of mourning has turned into a season of mourning. And if we don't bring it to Jesus and surrender it to Christ, then the season of mourning will be turned into a lifestyle of mourning. You see, sadness may enter your home, but you've got a responsibility to kick it out. And this morning, I'm not naive enough to think that that's an easy task. But if sadness comes for a visit, We cannot build it a home. We can't let sadness come in and remain. Because that sorrow, that mourning, that sadness will bring all of his friends in to live with him. It will bring in anger. It will bring in depression. It will bring in bitterness. And then together, it will take over and it will rule your house. And all of a sudden, your home becomes unrecognizable. And the living room, which was once such a beautiful place, has become a darkness and a place of pain, sorrow, and regret. And things go on in your home you never thought would happen. Hallelujah, you begin to act in ways you never thought you'd act. You'd begin to say things you never thought you'd say, all in the name of emotional pain. We become partners with our pain. It becomes motivation for our actions. And sometimes we hold on to those feelings, feeling like we cannot be who we need to be without that pain and without that sorrow and without that mourning. But I'm here to preach to somebody that you don't need that pain to be who God has called you to be, and you don't need that mourning to be who God's called you to be. No, but the Lord wants to turn it around, and the Lord wants to transform it, and that which you lived with, hallelujah, for years, the Lord is getting ready to kick them out and declare you're walking into a season of laughter, of dancing, of joy, and a shout of joy. I had, this was when I was young, before I was married. I was preaching, and I want to say I was maybe 17 or 18, preaching for a couple years, and just felt God, thank you, my friend, just felt God working in my life. And I'm going to be honest with you, at that moment, I didn't feel like I was being highly sensitive to the gifts of the Spirit or anything like that. I had a friend who called me, and she was under such emotional stress. And I could hear it in her voice, this anger and bitterness. And it didn't matter what I said to her. I tried to encourage her. She was inconsolable. Anybody been there? It's just nothing can turn you around. Nothing can change your attitude or your perspective. And you just, sometimes we get content. I didn't do anything crazy. I tried to encourage her. I wasn't getting anywhere with it. So I just listened, got off the phone. I laid down to go to sleep. And that night, in my prayers, I laid down and began to pray as I always do. And it's just a simple prayer. I just said, God, you see what my friend is going through. You see that I don't have the answers to help her. I just pray, God, that you'll help her. You'll do something for her. It was a simple prayer. Look, this is kind of a radical story. You guys ready for another radical story from Pastor Meehan? only about one or two of you really said yes. The rest of you, you might have to just, you know, chalk this up on the in the Inquirer or something. What's the magazine that has like the Bat Boy and all that stuff? Hallelujah. Whatever, you can chalk it up to Pastor being crazy. But listen, this happened. This happened. It was a definable moment for me because I could see from this experience how quickly the Lord can perform miracles and turn things around. I went to bed. Went to sleep, and I laid in my bed how I did every night. Laying here. This is how I slept. I'd sleep with the blankets all the way up to my chin. Sleep exactly like that. The door's right here. My window's right here. And that's how I went to bed that night. Now, I'm not going to say I've not been known for sleepwalking. But I don't recall having any experiences like that. I talked to my family. They did not notice anything. But when I woke up the next morning, I was laying exactly like this. The blanket was all the way up to my chin, exactly how I went to sleep. And nestled under my head was this little neck pillow that I always kept, but my feet were on my pillow. I woke up, and I looked around. There was my window, and I thought, what in the world happened last night? That was my first thought. But instantly, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, tell your friend she's about to have a complete turn around. I text my friend. I said, listen, the Lord showed me something profound. I'll tell you later, but I have to let you know you're about to see a complete turnaround. Hallelujah. I can tell you about an hour later, she called me, and this time there was not mourning, there was not tears, but she was shouting with joy. And she said, Aaron, after I got your message, I decided to go to the church, and I talked to my youth pastor, and God spoke to him, and the Lord turned it around. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. How about we stand today? You don't need me to preach another hour-long message, do you? Some people are saying, oh, God, no. You don't need me to preach anymore. I'm telling you everything. We've already seen it the last 3 weeks. We've seen miracles. We've seen signs and wonders. We've seen God miraculously turn things around. We've seen how one day it looked desperate, and then the next day we were wondering, why in the world did we doubt it? Why in the world did we doubt Him? Listen, if you're in a season of doubting, get ready. Get ready, because God's about to turn your doubt into recognition that He is able. He's able to meet your need. Oh, that's right. Somebody right now, praise God, maybe today you need a turnaround. I need a turnaround. I need to turn around and listen. I've already stated it. I stated it last Sunday. We need to bring our needs to the church. My family needs a financial turnaround. Hallelujah. And I'm claiming it right now in the name of Jesus. We're about to lose both of our vehicles. Listen, I'm not telling you this at all because I don't want, don't go buy me a car, nothing like that. Hallelujah. I'm only telling you this because I'm saying we've all got problems. I got problems. We've been under pressure. We've been under strain from the enemy since before our fast. Hallelujah. But the Lord is going to turn it around right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Won't somebody walk down here in faith and say, in Jesus' name, the Lord's going to turn it around right now. The Lord's going to turn my finances around right now. The Lord's going to turn my ministry around right now. In the name of Hotaradalabosunna. Right now it's going to happen. Right now it's going to happen. It's going to happen for my family. It's going to happen for my place of work. Oh, karana da da bosu, karana da da bosi. That's right. He karana da bosi. It's gonna happen right now, right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, hadaria da da bosu. I will not stay under that pressure, not another second. In the name of Jesus, I command that pressure to desist and that pressure to be deflated. In Jesus' name, I claim deliverance. Oh, that's right, that's right. Call out to him. Let that mourning be turned into a shout of joy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can put on that altar call slide, Sister Camille.